Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, thank you for this beautiful Sunday.
亲爱的主，我们为这个美好的早晨感谢你。
Please be with us as we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
Give us hearts that love you.
给我们一颗爱你的心。
Hearts that love our neighbor.
也爱我们邻舍的心。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Amen.
You may hear some of what I say this morning in Sunday school later this morning in the sermon.
那你今天早晨听到我讲的，可能在后边的讲道里也会听到。
Because the series that I just started on Romans.
因为呢，我在讲到这个系列就是讲罗马书。
Overlaps a little bit with where we are in our lesson.
所以这两个就有点重叠，正好我要讲到的罗马书跟今天要讲的内容有重叠。
So if you hear the same thing twice this morning.
所以如果你今天早上听到两次。
Don't say, you already said that once.
不要说，哎，你已经讲过一遍了。
So I want to finish up just a little bit about loving God and then start talking about loving our neighbor.
我就先把这个爱神讲完，然后我们就开始讲爱邻舍，爱人如己。
We have been talking about that to be holy is to love God completely.
我们讲到说，圣洁就意味着完全的爱神。
And someone sent me this question.
有人给我发了这个问题。
And I think almost every time I've ever taught on this topic, someone asks this question.
我觉得每次我讲到这个主题的时候，都会有人问这个问题。
How do we deepen our love for God?
我们如何加深我们对神的爱呢？
Because even when we say, yes, I want to love him more,
即使我们说我们想要更深的来爱主，
how do you go about that?
那你如何来做到呢？
And so before moving into the next topic, I wanted to just spend a little bit of time talking about how do we grow in our love for God.
所以在我们进到下个主题之前，那我们就来讲如何让我们更深的来爱神，如何在对神的爱上成长。
Because we're not going to obey God fully if we don't love Him completely.
如果我们没有完全的爱神，我们就不可能完全的顺服神。
We don't love Him fully if we don't obey Him. The two go together.
如果我们没有顺服神，也表明我们就没有完全的爱神，所以这两个是连着的。
And I said last time, I think many people fall into a pattern of obeying God out of duty.
我上次讲到很多人呢，他就落入一种模式，就是我们顺服神是出于责任，
serving him out of obligation，
然后服侍他呢也是出于这个义务，
and never really serving him out of love and the delight of a relationship with him，
不是出于一个对神的爱或者是喜悦和神的关系来服侍他。
I used to teach piano，
我过去就是一直在教钢琴。
And it felt to me like piano lessons are somewhat like the pattern that many of us go through in our spiritual life.
我觉得这个钢琴的这个课呢，从某方面来讲，跟我们的这个在属灵上的这些生活有些相似。
And I'm not in any way implying that those two are equal in importance.
我当然不是在说这两个有同等的重要性。
But when a child first comes to their first piano lesson,
当这个孩子来上第一节钢琴课的时候，
they are much like a new believer who comes to church the first week after meeting Christ.
这就很像这个刚刚信主的一个人，他信主之后第一个星期来教会。
This is exciting.
啊，这就很兴奋。
Oh, this is wonderful.
这太棒了。
And they come to their first lesson and they just can't wait to play.
然后呢，他们来上第一节课啊，他们就迫不及待的想要弹琴。
And that's wonderful.
那很好，那也很令人兴奋。
But then they discover.
但是接着他们就发现呢。
That terrible word called practice.
他们就发现这个可怕的这个词就是练习。
And it happens every day.
然后这个练习是每天都要有的。
And it takes time.Away from playing whatever they were going to be doing.
然后呢，你本来正在玩的起劲儿，你这会儿都得停下来，然后去练习。
And it becomes a duty.
这就变成一个责任了。
And many Christians.
对很多基督徒来讲
After some of the initial excitement wears off
在那个起初的那个很兴奋感就是消慢慢消退的减弱的时候
Reading the Bible
就是读圣经
becomes a duty
就变成了一种责任
Praying
祷告
becomes a duty
也变成了一种责任
Someone this week I was talking to and I said Oh tonight is my small group I have to go
然后让那个旁边人说：“哎，今晚上我们有小组学习，我必须得去。”
Duty。
现在又变成责任了。
But here's what I learned from teaching piano.
但是我从教钢琴上我学习到
，If a person does that duty of practice faithfully and develops enough skill at it，
如果一个人呢，他就是坚持忠心的，就是尽他的责任，到一定程度有了一定的技能。他们可以到一个程度到一个点
where playing the piano becomes a delight
那个时候在弹琴就是一个让他高兴的喜乐的事了
now they enjoy it
现在他们就开始享受弹琴了
but they have to have gone through the deep I'm sorry let me say it deep they have to have developed the disciplineto reach a point where that duty has now become a delight.
他们必须要养成一个就是一个操练或者说习惯到了这个程度呢他们才从那种弹琴中责任变成喜乐。
Yesterday I met with someone for breakfast.
昨天早上我跟一个人一起吃饭吃早饭。
And he loves basketball.
那他很喜欢篮球。
I don't even know which end of the basketball is the top.
我说篮球我不知道哪个在上面哪个在下面。
So he wanted to talk about basketball, so we talked about basketball.
所以他
He talked about basketball.
然后他想谈那个篮球其实是他一直在讲篮球啊。
But he told me something that was very interesting.
但是他告诉我一个很有趣的事。
He was talking about a basketball player who is a great player.
他就讲一个篮球运动员就是一个很棒的篮球运动员。
And he said, but some of his teammates call him a ball hog.
他们有的人就说 what's a hog? Let me see.
Holds the ball to himself.
Yeah, yeah, it's all mine.
哦，他说，但是他的那个人就是他的那个队友呢，就说这个人就老独霸篮球。
But he said after a championship game.
但是在一个就是那个篮球比赛，就最后是冠军赛的时候，决赛的时候。
One of the players in the locker room started yelling at this guy.
那他的一个队友就在他们的那个更衣室，就在他们的下面，就对这个人开始喊。
On the last play of the game，
他说最后那个决赛的时候
，This guy shot made the shot
the hog
the hog，
就是那个老独占篮球的这个人呢，他就投球。
If I could remember his name, it'd be easier.
Right.
I don't know. It's Kobe Bryant.
Oh, he died. The guy who died in 3 years ago, like in the airplane.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah,
就是那个科比，就是那个科比，就是三年前那个出飞机失事的那个人。
Last play of the game, he shoots.
然后在那个决赛的时候，他就投球。
Three-point shot, he makes it, and they win the game.
Yeah.
然后呢，他就投了个三分球，然后他们就赢了那场比赛。
And his teammate said.
然后他的队友就说
，I was closer to the basket.
他说我。离那个球篮的更近。
Why didn't you pass it to me?
你为什么把那个球先给我
？And what's his name?
Kobe.
那个科比说。
Said.
科比就说。
The reason I didn't pass it to you is.
我之所以没把这个球先传给你。
I practice with you.
因为我跟你一起，我们俩一起练习。
Every day I am there practicing before you get there.
因为我在你到来之前我已经在那儿练球了。
I am practicing when you take breaks.
你在那个休息的时候我还在继续练球。
And when you go home in the evening, I'm still practicing.
你晚上都回家了我还在那儿留着练习。
The reason I didn't pass the ball to you.
我没有之所以没有把球传给你。
Is I have watched you practice.
因为我看到你是怎么练习的了。
And I don't trust you.
然后我就不相信你，不信任你。
My friend at breakfast told me that story, and I said, "Thank you. This is helpful."
然后我说，他告诉我这个故事，我说，好，谢谢你，这个故事很有帮助。
Because you see, it seems to me,
对我看起来好像是
that we can develop a spiritual walk with God.
我们可以发展养成一个跟神同行的这个属灵的操练，这样的一个操练。
that make our walk with God much more delightful.
让我们因为有这种操练，所以我们跟神的同行就会让我们更享受、更喜乐。
You see, it's really no fun playing the piano.
如果你去弹琴，这样是没什么乐趣的。
When you can't do it very well.
如果你弹不好的话，你弹琴真的是不享受。
It's no fun playing when you know you're going to mess up every time you play.
如果你每次弹琴都觉得会弹得乱七八糟的，那你也没有什么喜乐，也不会享受。
It's no fun playing basketball when you know you're going to miss every shot.
如果你每次投球都投不进去，那打篮球也没啥意思。
But a great pianist.
但是一个很好的钢琴家。
And this Kobe person.
然后这个篮球运动员科比。
Have done the discipline.
他们已经训练自己。
To reach a place where it becomes a delight.
让他们到了一个点上，一个程度，他们在打球就变成或者弹琴就变成一种喜乐。
And someone emailed me saying, "How do we deepen our love for God?"
有人就问我，我们如何加深对神的爱呢？
Three things I want to say.
有三件事我要讲。
The first one is,
第一件事
and this is, I keep coming to this over and over through these lessons.
这一节我不断地回到里面。
Our love for God happens only through God's Spirit working in us.
只有神的圣灵在我们里面工作，我们的爱才会有对神的爱。
You do not discipline yourself into a love for God.
你没有办法就是训练自己或者操练自己到一种程度。
You can discipline yourself into legalism.
就是训练你自己呢去到一种爱神的关系里边，你可以训练自己进入到律法主义里边。
You can discipline yourself into the Pharisees.
你可以操练自己变成一个法利赛人。
You don't discipline yourself into a love for God.
你没有办法操练自己进入到一种对神的爱中。
It happens through the Holy Spirit.
那是通过圣灵才能发生的。
I love the prayer that Augustine wrote.
我很喜欢那个奥古斯丁所写的一个祷告。
God, you have made us for yourself.
神啊，你是为你自己造了我们。
And our hearts are restless until they find rest in you.
只有我们的心在你里边找到安息，不然我们的心就一直是不安宁的。
The reason I love this prayer is the next two words.
我之所以喜欢这个祷告，是因为那两个词。
He says, God, I know you made us for yourself.
他说，神啊，我知道你是为你自己造了我们。
I know that we will not have peace and rest until we find it in you.
我知道说，我们除非在你里边，我们是找不到平安跟这个安静的，平安和安息的。然后他接着说
，Grant us，
他说求你赐给我们
，Give it to us，
他说求你给我们
，Give us purity of heart，
求你给我们一颗洁净的心
，And strength of purpose，
给我们这个走向目标的这个力量
，That no selfish passions may hinder us from knowing your will，
让我们不要有自私的这个野心或者这个心来阻挡你的旨意
，and no weakness hinder us from doing it，
也没有这个软弱就是拦阻我们不去遵行你的旨意。
I love that prayer，
我很喜欢那个祷告
，because he recognizes our only satisfaction is going to be in God。
他知道我们所有的满足最终只能来自于神
，but he also recognizes，
然后他也知道。
That the only way we will be able to find that is if God grants it to us.
我们唯一能够找到满足的这个途径，就是神把这个赐给了我们。
But do you hear the balance in the prayer?
你听到他这个祷告里边的这个平衡没有？
Give us purity of heart.
求你给我们一个洁净的心。
Give us strength of purpose.
你求你给我们走向目标的这种力量。
So that we will know your will，
以至于我们可以知道你的旨意。
And we will do it，
然后我们也会去遵行。
Not simply God make me holy，
不是一个单单的说神那你就让我圣洁吧。
I will sit here and wait，
我就坐在那儿等着。
Until you do it，
直到你开始来做。
But also，
但同时呢
？Not God hold on， I'm going to figure this out，
也不是说神啊你等一下让我自己把它弄明白。
It is God your spirit has to do this，
而是说神啊你的灵必须在我里边来运行。
But I also have to respond to the working of your spirit，
但是 我也要对你在我里，就是圣灵在我里边的工作有回应。
So how do I deepen my love for God? It starts with and it continues with the Holy Spirit working in my life.
然后我如何来就是加深我对神的爱的 ？You mean the whole process is the Holy Spirit working in us? 这个整个过程都是圣灵在我们里边一个工作的过程。
But then the second thing that I want to say is part of this process.
第二个就是这个过程的第二点就是。
More and more I'm convinced God's Spirit works through God's Word working in our heart.
我越来越确定，就是说神是通过神的话在我们里边来做工的。
And so a big part of deepening my love for God comes from spending time in God's Word.
所以呢，一个很大的一个就是说，要想加深对神的爱呢，很大的一个部分就来自于我们要花时间在神的话语上。
To see His beauty.
就看到神的荣美。
As we see His beauty in His Word.
当我们在神的话语。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not.
我们就会闭着眼睛说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
But I started to read that psalm and really think about it phrase by phrase.
然后我就开始读诗篇二十三篇，就一个词一个词的过。
How can you not love a God?
你如何能不爱神呢？
Who takes care of you like a shepherd taking care of the sheep.
如牧人那样子来照顾他的羊群。
That sheep comes to love the shepherd because he knows that shepherd is going to take care of him.
那个羊呢就开始爱这个牧羊人，因为他知道牧羊人会照顾他。
And so phrase by phrase, the song goes through and he tells us what that shepherd, our shepherd does for us.
所以呢他就每一个就是每一个字每一个词呢就告诉我们这个牧羊人是如何来照顾羊的。
And if you read that and meditate on what the shepherd does.
然后你就开始读，你就在开始默想思想这个牧羊人为这个羊做了什么呢？
It deepens our love for the shepherd.
那就会就是加深我们对牧人的爱。
The other place I encourage you to read.
另外一个我鼓励大家去读的地方就是。
Are the Gospels.
就是福音书。
Because in the Gospels you see the person, the character of Jesus.
在福音书里边你就看到主耶稣的品格，看到主耶稣的特质。
You see the depth of his love.
你看到他的爱的这个深度
，His compassion
是他的这个连续怜悯慈悲
，His compassion for people who are not very lovable。
他对人的这个连续呢，好像看上去不是很有爱这样子。
And then if you are entirely honest，
如果你很坦白的话
，You will start to see，
你就会看到
啊 ，That's me。
Yes，
你就会看到说。哎呀，我就是那样。
Yeah. That must be why he loves me.
Exactly.
我就是那样。
Because he can love a person like that. Yeah.
他甚至可以去爱那样一个人，那他也可以来爱我。
So, recognize how do you fall in love with God? Recognize it's the Holy Spirit who does it.
如果你如何能够加深就是爱上神呢？那你就首先知道这是圣灵的工作。
Spend time in God's Word, looking at God's.Beauty.
所以呢，花时间在神的话里看神的荣美。
And then the third thing I would say is.
那第三件我要讲的事情就是。
Cultivate a consciousness of your need for Him.
就是培养一个就是有意识的意识到说你对神的需要。
Love grows with an awareness of need.
当你意识到你有需要的时候，你的这个爱就会成长。
I am not a counselor.
我不是一个辅导者。
I have no counseling abilities.
我可没有这个辅导的能力。
But one of the things I have noticed in couples who struggle.
但是我注意到，如果这个夫妻之间他们关系有这个问题，他们在挣扎的时候
，They begin to feel they don't really need each other.
他们首先一点就觉得说他们不再需要彼此。
He's completely satisfied with whatever is fulfilling his world and his need.
他好像就是不管是什么能够满足他的需要，他的要求，他完全好像也就很满足了自己的需要。
He no longer really needs her.
然后呢他也不再需要这个太太，这个先生也不再需要太太，这自己好像有一堆东西。
She has plenty fulfilling her needs of her world, and she no longer really needs him. And they soon are just doing this.
然后呢，这个太太呢，好像也有东西让他挺满足，让他，所以他也不再需要这个先生。很快，这两个人就开始好像越来越远了。
We see this the church I mentioned before, the church at Laodicea.
我们看到在这个老底家的教会这种情况出现。
They're lukewarm.
他们就是。他们是那个不冷
不热。They have abandoned God completely.
他们并不是完全离弃了神。
They just, it's not that important.
只是说神对他们来讲没那么重要。
And we see part of the reason when he says, you're rich.
因为部分
原因
就是他们觉得他们富足，他们每样都不缺。
And you feel like you need him.
他们就不觉得自己需要神。
And one of the things that I think helps us to stay in love with God and to grow in our love for Him.
让我们能够就是一直在神的爱中，而且加深对神的爱的我觉得有一样就是
is to cultivate an awareness of how desperately I need Him.
就是培养一种意识，让我们知道我们有多么的需要神。
I love the quote from I think it's Donald Miller, Paul Miller.
我很喜欢一个保罗米勒的一个他的讲的一句话
Prayer is helplessness.
祷告就是无助
In other words, he says,
换句话就是说
The reason I pray is because I can't fix it.
我之所以祷告是因为我自己解决不了这个问题
The reason I pray is I realize I need help from someone bigger than myself.
我之所以祷告是意思我意识到我需要一个比我更强的更强大的人更强壮的人来帮助我
Now that's certainly not all that prayer is
那当然不是说这个所有的祷告的那就是
But it's part
为什么祷告
Yes
但是这是部分的祷告
Recognize
就是意识到说
I can't live life well on my own
就是我没有办法说靠着我自己来过生活过得很好
I need God
我需要神
And as we realize our need of Him,
当我们意识到我们对神的需要的时候
we grow closer.
我们就跟神更靠近。
So those three things I suggest as a way of deepening our love.
所以我觉得这三件事就是作为我们能够加深对神的爱的三个可以三个帮助。
Now let me move on to loving our neighbor.
现在我们进入到爱你的邻舍。
Again, Jesus says, "Here's the great command."
所以主耶稣说，这是最大的诫命。
Love God with all your heart,
all
soul, all strength.
就是尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Love your neighbor,
爱
yourself.
也爱邻爱人如己。
To be a holy person,
就是做成为一个圣洁的人。
To be the person God intended us to be,
就是成为神所要我们成为的人
is to love our neighbor as ourselves.
就是爱我们的邻舍，如同爱我们自己，就是爱人如己。
Back to Matthew 5.
让我们回到马太福音第五章。
Matthew 5, verse 48.
马太福音第五章四十八节。
Jesus said, "You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect."
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
I've already talked a bit about that.
我们已经讲过一点。
That he is not putting a level of achievement.
他这个完全不是说放了一个衡量的标准，就是你要达到成就的标准。
And saying, "You must never fail. You must never sin. You must never fall short of." What your heavenly Father is?
不是说你从来永远不能失败，不能跌倒，不能说就是你的天父放的这个标准，你不能低于这个。
Instead, this is the last sentence of a paragraph.
其实这是耶稣讲的一段的最后一句。
And here is the paragraph.
那他的这一段是什么呢？他这一段讲的是什么
？You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy."
你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
Everybody can do that, right?
每个人都可以这
样。Neighbor here is not just the person who lives next door to you.
他这里讲的邻舍不是就是你在你的家旁边住的那个另外一个房子。
Love those who are close to you and hate those who
toward your enemies.
就是爱那些跟你靠近的人，恨那些你的敌人。
But he says, I'm giving you a different law.
但是他说我给你一个不同的律法。
Love your enemies.
就是爱你的仇敌。
Pray for those who persecute you.
为那逼迫你们的祷告。
So that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven.
这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。
And then he tells us how our Father in heaven works.
然后他就告诉我们天父是如何来运行的，来做事的。
He makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good.
因为他叫日头照好人。
He sends rain on the just and the unjust.
也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
He loves his enemies.
天父也爱他的仇敌。
He loves those who do not love him.
他也爱那些不爱他的人。
And then,
然后呢？他接着说。
If you love those who love you, what reward do you have?
如果你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐？
Even the tax collectors love those who love them.
就是税吏不也是这样行吗？
If you greet your brothers, what are you doing more than anyone else?
你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？
Even the Gentiles do that.
就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？
Unbelievers,
不信主的人。
Love those who love them.
也爱那些爱他们的人。
Unbelievers do good to those who do good to them.
如果不信主的人也会对那些善待他们的人也会善待对方。
He says that's nothing.
所以主耶稣说那个什么都不算。
Then he says.
然后他接着说。
Here's the end of the paragraph.
在这一段的最后一句就是。
And that last sentence fits with all the rest of it.
你知道最后这一句跟前面那个是相连的。
Love others the way your father loves them.
他说你要像你的天父那样子去
爱
对方。在这个大的主题之下他说所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
And how is he perfect in this?
那
you
mean the heavenly father is perfect. 那天父是如何完全的，就是爱你的仇敌。
He treats both the evil and the good.
他对好人歹人都是。
And so there is where Jesus says,
这就是在这里耶稣说,
This is how we're supposed to be like our Heavenly Father.
我们如何像我们的天父呢?就是这样。
We are to love those who hate us.
我们要爱那些恨我们的人。
We are to pray for those who persecute us.
要为那逼迫我们的祷告。
This week I started reading a book. I haven't got to the end of it yet.
我这个星期开始读一本书,还没有读完。
I like to find out what our opponents think of us.
我就想要了解说那些反对我们的人他们是怎么来想我们的。
So I picked up a book by a Jewish atheist.
所以呢，我就找到一本，就是这个人是个犹太人的无神论者。
It's on politics, which didn't interest me very much.
It's on politics, right? 他是讲这个政治，所以对我没有太大的兴趣。
But what interested me was that in his study on this political issue he was looking at.
然后对我感兴趣的就是当他看到这个政治的这个议题的时候。
He spent a week in a town.
他就花了一个星期在一个镇上。
Where something like 90% of the town are Christian believers.
然后这个镇上呢，大概90%的人都是基督徒。
Now to understand a little bit of the setting,
你要知道这个背景的话,
it's in Texas,
那是在德州,
where he said no one locks their doors in that town.
他说在那个镇上啊，那个大家都不需要锁门的。
Because everyone has a gun, so they'll just shoot anyone.
因为每个人都有枪。
He says, I feel like there's somewhere between those two extremes.
他有的人是不锁门，有的人是每个人手里都有枪。
But here's what intrigued me with the book.
然后让我对这个书很感兴趣的就是
goes to this town.
他去那个镇上。
His wife says to him, don't let them find out you're Jewish. They'll beat you.
然后太太说别让他们知道你是犹太人呢，会把你痛揍一顿的。
He goes to town, they know.
他去镇上。
Because he tells them why he's there, he asks to meet with the mayor, and he says,
他就想要去见这个市长，然后大家也知道他是谁。
I'm a liberal Jew from LA.
他说我是从那个洛杉矶来的一个非常自由的这个一个就是一个自由派了。
And I want to find out why uneducated Christians from Texas vote the way they do.
我想要知道为什么这些没有受过教育的这些德州人这么投票的。
Okay. He used that word.
他就是那样用那句话，就是说这个没受过
教育的。And I'm not gonna go through the whole book. But here's what I want you to see that impressed me.
但是我想让你看到的就是有一点让他。
By the way, to his amazement, he found
out that he was very
wrong.
让他的印象深刻，也很打动他的，就是。
But here's what amazed. They're amazed him.
这个是什么让他很就是很让他很震惊的，很吃惊的呢？
He goes to the diner.
他就去这个，比如吃晚饭的时候，他就去看。他就告诉这个服务生，这个女服务生说他为什么在来这个镇上的目的。
She said, "Oh, you want to talk to some Christians?
Help from some Christians?"
She said, "You want to talk to some Christians?"
哦，这个女服务生就说，那你想跟一些基督徒讲谈话吗？
Little town, 900 people, everyone knows everyone. Oh, wow.
因为他那个小镇上只有900人，大家谁都互相认识。
She says, "Bob, come here."
他说 ，Bob， 你过来一下。
He brings his food over.
然后他就把这个 Bob 就带着自己的盘子负责到。
California wants to talk to a Christian.
他说，这位先生是从加州来，他想跟一个基督徒聊一聊。
I didn't do the meal.
但他们吃完饭的时候
，Bob，
这个 Bob 呢？
Come to our house for lunch tomorrow.
他说明天可以到我们中午来我们家吃午餐。
Through the week.
然后就整个星期。
He is welcomed into a community.
他就被这个一个社区呢所欢迎。
That knows when he leaves and goes back to LA, he's going to write a newspaper article mocking them, which he of course does.
然后呢，知道他回到加州呢，他会写一篇文章来嘲笑他们。那也的，他也的确这么做了。
Yeah.
说这个人呢是一个记者。
But he says all week.
但是他说整个星期。
They treat me with love.
他们以爱来对待我。
You can't figure it out.
他就搞不明白怎么回事。
Until on Sunday, they invite him to go to their Baptist church with them.
然后到星期天，他们就让他们参加这个浸信会的这个早晨的这个崇拜。
And he goes in.
他就进去。
And it comes to prayer time.
然后到了这个祷告的时间。
And the people start telling their requests.
然后大家就开始讲他们的祷告请求。
And he says, "At first I thought, what is this?"
然后他第一点说，我听这是什么呀
？They really think that the more people who are praying, the more likely it is that God will actually notice.
他们难道真的觉得说更多人祷告神就会注意到他们的要求吗？他们的
His words.
这是他的话，这是他的。
Is this some sort of way of getting enough of a majority that God says, "Okay, I have to do it"?
难道这就是说让大家得到大多数人的这个同意，然后神说，哦，这么多人，那我就会去做。
And again, that's what I was reading is to see how does an outsider see us.
这个其实就是这个外边的人他是怎么来看我们的。然后他突然之间我就明白过来。
What they are doing is this.
他们所做的就是
this man,
这个人
who's facing a difficult challenge in his life,
在他的生命中面临一个处境很艰难的处境
knows, I don't have to carry this alone.
不知道说我不需要自己独自承担
I can share it with everyone else.
我可以跟大家来分享
And they begin to pray.
然后他们开始祷告
And someone said,
有人就说
，You know our friend who is visiting our town, and calls his name.
然后他说，你知道我们的朋友来我们来我们这个镇上来参观。
God, whatever troubles he is facing,
we
give him your help.
不管他面临什么样的这个艰难或者困难，求你帮助他。
And he said it was the first time in my life anyone had actually that I know of.Said my name in a prayer.
他说这是我的有生第一次有人在祷告中提到我的名字。
And he said,
他说
I don't believe what they believe.
说我不相信他们所相信的。
But it felt really good that they loved me that much.
但是他们感觉他们这么爱我，真的感觉很好。
In that week.
在那个星期
，in a town completely foreign to his whole experience，
对他来讲，他的整个人生经历，对他来讲，这个镇上的这一切太陌生了。
He learned what Jesus taught in Matthew 5。
他就学习到了，看到了耶稣在马太福音第五章所讲的。
And I was reading that。
当我去读那个时候，上个星期读的时候
，And I thought how glad I am。
我就说我多高兴。
That he did not check into the bed and breakfast in this little town.
他没有说早晨到那个小镇上的时候。
And the next day, wake up to a group of Christian protesters waving signs outside his.
而不是第二天早上起来。
Saying God hates whatever sin they're protesting.
不，就是说他外边的那个不是他说我真高兴，他早晨醒来不是说。第二天有一群基督徒在外边举着牌子游行说神恨那个罪
his table at that little diner.
然后没有把那个举着牌子扔到他吃饭
Let me read to you what Revelation says is going to happen to you.
当他吃晚饭的时候呢没有人给他说让我给你读一读启示录上面会讲你这对你将来会发生什么
You understand?
你了解吗
We cannot yell people into the kingdom of God.
我们没有办法靠吼叫把人吼到这个神的国度里边。
We can only love them.
我们只能真的是爱靠着爱让他们把他们爱着他们让他们爱着他们让他们进入神的国度。所以这耶稣说这就是说我们要向我们的天父。
Love your enemies.
就是爱你的仇敌。
Love your neighbor.
爱你的邻舍
Love those who God brings across your pathway.
就是爱那些神带到你生命中生活中的人
First John 4.
约翰一书第四章
John later is going to bring these two themes, loving God and loving our neighbor, this way.
然后约翰就在后边讲到爱神跟爱邻舍，他这样把他们融合在一起
If anyone says I love God.
如果有人说我爱神
and hates his brother,
但是却恨他的弟兄
he is a liar.
他就是说谎的
John says,
约翰说
It's impossible to keep one of those commandments without keeping the other.
约翰说不可能说你只遵守一个诫命却不遵守另外一个诫命
I cannot love God,
我不能说我爱神
unless I love those that God loves.
除非我也爱神所爱的
For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
不爱他所看见的弟兄就不能爱没有看见的神。
This commandment we have from him.
这是我们从神所受的命
令。Whoever loves God must also love his brother.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受
的命令。John brings these two ideas together.
约翰就把这两个观念带到一起。
Our love for God is always going to be seen.
我们对神的爱总是会表现在我们彼此相爱上。
Our love for God is always going to be seen in our love for other people.
我们对神的爱也表现在我们对别人的爱上。
You see, at the root of sin, I said earlier in these lessons, at the root of sin is self.
我们讲过这个罪的根源呢，其实就是自我中心。
The core of sin is I want what I want.
这个罪的最核心就是我想要我想要的。
That's what we see in the garden.
那就是我们在伊甸园里所看到的。
Eve does not eat the fruit because she's hungry.
夏娃不是因为她饿了才吃那个禁果。
She eats the fruit because the serpent says.
她之所以吃那个禁果，因为蛇告诉她。
If you eat this,
如果你吃了这个。
You'll be like God.
你就会像神。
You can take His place.
你就可以取代他的位置。
You don't have to be subservient to Him.
你不需要就是在神之下服从他。
All the way through the Old Testament.
然后你看，你就是通读整个旧约。
That's the temptation over and over.
那就是不断出现的一个试探。
We will put ourselves at the center.
我们要把自己放在那个中心的位置。
The Tower of Babel.
在巴别塔
We will build a tower and make a name for ourselves.
我们要建一个塔为此自己的名扬名天下
We will reach up.
不要传扬我们的名我们要塔顶通天 我们要塔顶通天
That's the temptation over and over.
那个是不断出现的这个试探诱惑
So if sin is self-centeredness,
如果罪就是自我中心
holiness,
那圣洁呢
The opposite of sin,
就是罪的反面
is going to include other centeredness
就是会这个就会包含以别人为中心
moving our love from being primarily self-love
我们的爱本来就是主要的是自爱，就是爱自己。
To be love for others.
就成为也去爱别人。
Caring for others.
也是就是照顾别人。
55 times in the New Testament.
在新约里有55次。
Is the command to love.
就是这个命令就是要去爱。
It's at the core of what it means to be a holy person.
这就是成为一个圣洁人的一个核心。
We see it in the Sermon on the Mount.
我们也看到在登山宝训。
Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
你们要完全，像你们的天父那样完全。
And that is to live a life of love.
那就是活出来一个爱的生命。
When you go through the six contrasts in Matthew 5,
如果你去看马太福音第五章的六个对比。
Over and over, Jesus says.
耶稣不断的讲。
I want you to go beyond the external obedience to a command.
我想你们越过这个诫命的这个外在的，就是顺服服从。
To a heart.
到一个心里边。
Of love.
到一个心里边。
And when your heart cares for the other person.
当你心里去真的是在意另外一个人的时候。
The command becomes easy.
那这个诫命就很容易。
And here's where you'll hear a repetition in the sermon this morning.
所以这个就是你们在今天讲到待会
儿。But when I get there in the sermon, you can take a break.
所以在讲到这个，你们可以休息一下。
Thank you. That's where Paul will say in Romans.
那就是保罗在罗马书所讲到的。
Love fulfills the law.
爱就成全了律法。
To fulfill means to complete.
成全就意味着它使之完全。
So he says in Romans.
所以保罗在罗马书说。
When you love,
当你爱的时候
you willingly
你就会心甘情
obey the commands,
你就会心甘情愿的顺服那个诫命那个吩咐
don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't lie,
你就会不可就是心甘情愿的顺服不可杀人不可奸淫
all of those are fulfilled,
这一切呢
in love your neighbor.
都在就是说爱人如己这个里边包含了。
If I love my neighbor, I'm not going to steal his tools from his shed.
如果我爱我的邻舍，我就不会从我邻偷我邻居的工具。
If I love my neighbor, I'm certainly not going to kill him.
如果我爱我的邻舍，我当然不会去杀
人。If I love my neighbor, I'm not going to try to steal his wife.
如果我爱我的邻舍，我肯定不会去偷他的
妻子。I'm not going to try to deceive him.
我也不会想去欺骗骗他。
So Paul says.
所以保罗说。
All of those commands
所有这一切
are wrapped up in one command.
所有这一切诫命都已经包含在一个里面。
Love your neighbor.
就是爱爱你的爱邻舍。
Jesus shows this in the parable of the Good Samaritan.
主耶稣也在这个好撒玛利亚人的这个比喻里面讲出来了。
Luke 10.
在路加福音第六章。
What do I do to inherit eternal life?
他说我们要做什么才能承受永生呢？
Now I've already told you.
我已经告诉大家。
That the rabbis put a lot of attention on ranking the 613 commandments.
就是这些拉比这些文士呢，他们花了很多时间，把这613条的这个命令呢，就分按优先次序给列出来。
And so this scribe is going to see how well Jesus does at taking this test.
所以他们就想测试这个文士想测试一下耶稣是怎么来做这个问题的。所以他就到了这个。
What do I do to inherit eternal life?
他说我应该做什么才能承受永生呢
？What's written in the law?
那耶稣说那在律法上怎么写呢
？And the rabbi who knows the order.
然后这个拉比当然知道这个613条诫命的这个程序。
This is not something new. This is something the rabbis agreed on.
这都是他们拉比们他们所都同意的这个。
Even in the Old Testament, what were the two first commands?
在旧约里那两条头条诫命是什么？第一个是爱神。
Love your neighbor.
第二个是爱你
的邻舍。They knew those were at the top.
他们知道这些就是头两条最重要的两条诫命。
Jesus says, "All right."
主耶稣说。那你都知道了
All you have to do.
那你就去做吧
And he desiring to justify himself
他要显明自己有理
Who is my neighbor?
然后他又说那谁是我的邻舍呢
Jesus tells the story
主耶稣就讲到这个就讲了这个故事。
You know the story. I'm not going to go through the story this morning.
所以呢，我就不会再把这个故事讲一遍。
But here's what I want you to see this morning.
但是我想你今天早晨想看到的是
，What is the question that the rabbi asked or the scribe asked?
那这个文士他问的是什么问题呢
？Who is my neighbor?
谁是我的邻舍
？Jesus.Answers a different question.
但是耶稣呢却回答了一个不同的问题。
Because at the end he says this.
但是最后他说
，Which of these proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the thieves?
他就说，那谁是这个被那个盗贼打伤、那个躺在地上的这个受伤人的邻舍呢
？Not who is my neighbor.
不是说谁是我的邻舍。
But who do I prove myself to be a neighbor to?
我证明我是谁的邻舍呢
？I think the grammar's wrong on that. To whom do I prove myself?
就是我向谁证明我是
？In case there's any English teachers in here. do you hear the difference?
你有没有看到这个不同的
？And it is a crucial difference.
是谁对他显示这个不同呢
？You see, I used to read that parable.
我通常就读这个
And come up with this answer.
就会有这样的一个。
My neighbor is anyone who has a need.
我的邻居就是任何有需要的人。
Now that sounds really, really good, except there's a problem.
那听起来是很好，但是有一个问题。
Have any of you watched the news in the last week?
有没有人上个星期看新闻
？And have you seen a few thousand needs?
你有没有看到那个几千上千的需要
？Compassion fatigue. You just finally give up. You can't.
你最后呢就觉得。就有点疲劳了，因为你没有办法满足这么多的要求。
Jesus doesn't say to him.
主耶稣没有对他说。
Go find all the needs and meet them.
你去找到那个所有有需要的，你去满足他们的需要。主耶稣没有这么说。
But instead.
而是说。
As you see a need.
当你看到一个需要的时候。
That comes across your path, and you have the power to meet it.
在你的路径上呢，正好是你碰到了，而且你有这个能力去，满足这个需要，这个去帮助。
Now I have the opportunity to live Matthew 5:48.
现在我就有这个机会活出来马太福音5:48.
I can prove myself to be a neighbor.
我可以这时候来证明我是一位邻舍。
And I love how Luke tells the story.
我很喜欢陆家是如何来讲这个故事的。
Because what is the answer to the question, which of these three proved himself to be a neighbor?
那耶稣就说，那你说，那谁是这个他的邻舍呢
？The Samaritan.
是大家都觉得不可能，是那个撒玛利亚人。
Scribe can't bring himself to say the word.
这个律法就甚至不能让自己去说这个撒玛利亚这个词人这个词。
I imagine him kind of trying. The
我在想象说这个律法是可能想说这个撒撒撒，但是
the one who showed mercy.
而是赐给你他的。
你看谁呀？
他就不能说，他甚至嘴巴里都不能提这撒玛利亚这个词，为什么呢
？Because he does not love his.
因为这个律法师并不爱他
的意思。He knows the answer, but he cannot.
他知道答案，但是他却做不到。
Now here's why that story to me is so important in understanding what it means to love our neighbor.
所以这个故事对我来理解说，来爱我们邻舍是什么意思？为什么如此的重要
？There's an old poem that probably doesn't make much sense when you translate it.
这有一个很古老的赞美诗，当时在你翻译出来，因为英文是押韵的，这翻译出来可能就没有那个味
道。To live above，
他说呀，他说你活在天上
，with saints we love，
跟那个在天上我们所爱的圣徒跟他们生活在一起，
glory，
那个就是荣耀。
To live below，
但是呢，活在下边
，with saints we know。
就是跟我们现在认识的圣徒在一起
It's a much different story.
是一个不同的故事
Okay, it works. Yeah. You understand?
了解吗
Jesus moves it from this kind of generic love everybody.
主耶稣从那个好像这个很普世性的说啊，爱要爱每一个人
That's easy.
那很容易
Yeah.
To this week.
To 到这个具体的这个星期
Tomorrow.
明天
when you see someone
当你看到一个人
who you could help
你有能力去帮助，你可以帮助
you really don't want to
但是你却不想去帮忙
they're not very lovable
因为这些人不可爱。
It is at that moment that we have the opportunity
是在那一刻我们有这个帮助的机会的时候
to love our neighbor
就是爱我们的邻舍
because
因为
we love God
因为我们爱神所以去爱我们的邻舍
we are loving those who heal us
我们去爱那些神所爱的
Jesus moves it from theory
所以主耶稣这时候就是把这个理论
and he moves it from something that happens on Sunday morning in the sanctuary when we're singing nice songs about loving people
而是把这个从今天早晨我们唱这个赞美诗关于爱人的这个很好这个赞美诗的这个情境
and he moves it to
他把它挪到
our world
挪到我们的世界
my friend is a missionary to Haiti
我有一个朋友是对海地的到海地的宣教士
He told me this a few months ago
他几个月前告诉我这个故事
He was traveling and visiting churches to raise money for the mission in Haiti
然后呢他就到处去走就是去筹款要帮助海地的这个宣教
And he's out in the churchyard
然后他在那个教会的外边的场外边
And they had a basketball
那个教会外边有一个那个篮球架
And there were a group of neighborhood kids playing basketball.
那就有就是这个在这个社区里面别的那些小孩子啊，不是他们教会的，在那儿打篮球。
And he said to one of the members,
他就对这个教会的一个会员说
，I'm going to go invite those kids to come to church tonight.
我要今天去邀请这些打篮球的小孩今晚上来教会。
And he said, No, no, don't do that.
然后他说别那样做，我们不这样做。
He said, Why not?
他说为什么不呢？
They're
black. 他说因为那些孩子都是黑人孩子。
My friend had a service that night.
然后我的朋友那天晚上就有一个讲道，就聚会，他就告诉我
，This church
这个教会
gave a very generous offering.
他们就是对于这去海外就是海地的宣教，他们筹款就是奉献了很多
，to help
需要帮助
Haitians。
帮助这个
Somewhere else
在别的地方
You understand?
你了解吗
Yeah But they were not willing to help their neighbor
但是却不愿意去帮助他们的邻舍
But the truth is
但是这个真相就是
It's much easier to help our neighbor if they stay on their side of the fence
如果我们的邻舍就在我们的那个篱笆的另外一边去帮助他们是更容易的
And Jesus says,
让耶稣说
to be the person that God calls us to be,
要成为耶神所呼召你成为的人
is to love our neighbor,
就是爱我们的邻舍
in the interaction in our world,
在我们这个世界的互动中
Isn't it also sometimes it's impossible to love other people if we have never been loved by God? Or loved by God through other people.
Yes.
如果我们从来没有被神所爱，是不是也是不可能去爱别人呢？是的。
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
是那样的。
Yeah. If you've never experienced love, being loved,
right?
It's hard or almost impossible to love other people.
如果你没有经历过神的爱，去爱别人也是不可能。
So come to the sermon this morning. We're going to talk about.
所以今天早上。
You're absolutely right. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, would you help us to love our neighbor?
主啊，求你帮助我们来爱我们的邻舍。
We want to.
我们想要爱我们的邻舍。
We know you call us to love our neighbor.
你也呼召我们去爱我们的邻舍。
Many times it's hard.
很多时候那个很难。
Sometimes it is because we haven't felt loved.
那很多时候是因为我们自己也没有经历那种爱。
And so we struggle to love others.
所以我们也很挣扎于去爱别人。
Would you help us to be the people you call us to be?
求你帮助我们成为你呼召我们成为的人。
Who love you with all our heart.
全心的爱你。
And because of
因为那样
Because of your love flowing through us,
因为我们你对我们的爱
we are able to love others.
我们可以去爱别人
teach us that, I pray in Jesus' name.
来教导我们，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求， Amen.
Thank you. We will.
谢谢大家。
See you next week.